Well, hello everybody and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And we have got loads of interviews on this week's edition of the NPL show. Later, we'll be discussing the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup. We'll be having a big fixture preview as we'll be joined by the welcome return of non-league reporter from the great county of Cheshire, Mr. Andrew Simpson. So, Simo joining us later. Also, to discuss the FA Cup, on this week's show, we're going to be joined by the managers at Whitby Town, Marine and Worksop. Plus, we're also going to be discussing the FA Trophy and some of those brilliant results from the third qualifying round last weekend, as we'll be catching up with the managers at Harbour Town, Walsall Wood and City of Liverpool. But we're going to start the show this week with Avro. A 4-0 win over Warrington Rylands last Friday night in the third qualifying round of the trophy. What a result. They're through to the first round proper, where they'll be travelling to Harbour Town later in the month. But let's hear now from the manager at Avro. It's a welcome back to the show to Alex Frost. Well, Alex, a big thank you for joining us and big congratulations. What a result against Warrington Rylands. What's your thoughts now you've had time to think about it?
Yeah, my thoughts are pretty similar, to be honest. It's a strange scenario where usually after you reflect after a couple of days or a week, then you sort of change your perception or maybe your opinion on a couple of matters. But I'm still feel pretty consistent with how I felt that night. And that was the overall, I thought we were really good for the win. I'm not quite sure it was a 4-0 game. You know, I'm not naive enough to say that. But I definitely thought we were good for the win. I thought we dominated in the key areas, so in both boxes and sort of the majority of the physical battles. If you do that, I think you've got a chance in any game of football.
What does it tell us about your side? Because, you know, Warrington Rylands had a great start to the season and, you know, they're very formidable in all areas. But like you say, I mean, every attack it looked like Avro were likely to score. And I suppose we've all seen games like that where you've just got momentum on your side. That was very much the case on Friday for Avro, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think we're definitely riding a confidence wave currently, and I'm crossing everything that continues tomorrow. And as a manager, you know when that happens that, you know, effectively anything can happen. And if I'm being brutally honest, Rylands last Friday is probably the best that we've played all season. I think coupled with catching them on an off night, because they are formidable, they've got a great squad, they've got a good manager, they play the game the right way. Yeah, I think, you know, the stars aligned for us a little bit on the night.
Now, I'll come to the next game in the FA Trophy, because it's the first round and it's against Harbour Town away at the back end of the month. But we should say it's not just one NPL Premier Division side you've defeated this week. You beat Hyde United in the Manchester Premier Cup as well, so it's all happening.
It is, yeah. Another surprise from my perspective. Hyde, again, have been doing well of late. Only a couple of players rested from the team that started for them the weekend before. Having said that, you know, they are missing a couple of key individuals from that particular league game. But yeah, we also made a number of changes. So I think it shows the strength and depth that we've got in the squad. I know it's a cliche, but I literally could pick two 11s currently and I'd be confident that they'd do an equally good job. I'm that confident in the people that we have at Avro currently. So yeah, a real strong result. Manchester Cup is always an interesting one because you never quite know what type of team you're going to face. But yeah, overall, again, really happy with the result.
And obviously you mentioned it already, the importance of tomorrow's game back in the league against Widnes. It's been quite a while, actually. I think since we caught up just after you got promoted officially in the close season. Is this... Seems like a silly question because you're sitting fourth in the league table. It's going pretty well, but is it meeting expectations the way your side's performing in the league this season thus far?
I think performances-wise, it's exceeding expectations currently. We've got some good results early on in the season where our performances maybe could have been a little bit better, which is great because you're always happy to get results on days and nights like that. But I think where we are in the league is definitely exceeding expectations. We didn't really have too many expectations. We'd set ourselves some targets that we wanted to compete at the right end of the table and, you know, not be sort of disrespectful or naive, because we just didn't know what we were going to come up against this season. So yeah, we're exceeding expectations as we sit here today. However, we're only 9 games in. It's very early days. So yeah, we're just taking each day and each game as it comes at the minute.
How important are these next batch of games back in the league? Because you've got 2 matches before the Harbour match, both home games, Widnes this Saturday, Hanley Town next Saturday. Obviously, you've had to juggle the FA Trophy. You're unbeaten in the league during this FA Trophy run. But how important are these next 2 matches to just keep things ticking along with regards to the league and where you find yourselves at the moment?
Absolutely important, as is every game. Momentum is huge in football, I think, as we've already just mentioned. So it's vitally important, not so much from a results perspective, but we continue to perform. I say that to the players all the time. You know, potentially could get beat tomorrow, but if we perform to a level in which we can, and we do, and it's a high level, and then you know I won't be disappointed, because those are the markers that mean you're going to consistently be successful. So yeah, as long as we maintain the performance level or continue to exceed that performance level, then I'll be happy.
And just to mention for the FA Trophy then, because obviously this is first time in this competition, so every game is an historic one, but certainly to get to the first round proper in your first season in this competition, it's not bad at all, is it really?
No, it's fantastic. And considering the kind of mishap that we had with the FA Cup, it's much needed. So yeah, we're sort of really looking forward to the away trip down to Harbour. I think it's 2.5, maybe 3 hours. We know it by no means will be an easy game, and there are no easy games in the trophy, because there are very few teams at our level left in the competition. So if we manage to win, it'll be another historic day for the club. The videos that I've watched of them means it's going to be a really, really, really tough place to go and a really tough game. And yeah, we'll just be hoping to give the best account of ourselves and crossing fingers and toes.
And last question, Alex, just how much you're looking forward to that match away at Harbour, but also these upcoming matches back in the league against Widnes and Hanley as well. And how much are you enjoying it as well? I mean, it does come across loud and clear. You are enjoying this season, to say the least. But just generally, your closing thoughts heading into this busy period for the club now?
Yeah, thoroughly enjoying it. I honestly wouldn't do it if I didn't. There's enough people out there that would love to be a manager of a non-league football club that, you know, the day you stop enjoying it and it's more than just, you know, temporarily getting beat, then I think that's the day that you step aside. It's an honour to manage sort of any football club, particularly at this level. So really enjoying it. Looking forward to getting back to the league, because ultimately that's your bread and butter. Cup competitions are fantastic, and we'll enjoy those days when they arrive, but everything that we do, from planning, recruitment, training, is all in the lead up to trying to build a successful league campaign. So yeah, we're really looking forward to getting back to league business.
Alex Frost there, manager of Avril, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So, as discussed there, Avro will be travelling to our very own Harbour Town in the first round proper of the FA Trophy. That's because Harbour Town beat Biggleswade on Saturday afternoon in the third qualifying round by 2-1. And like Avro, they too are through to the first round proper of the FA Trophy for the first time in their history. And let's hear now from the manager at Harbour Town. It's a big welcome back to the show to Mitch Austin. Well, Mitch, a big thank you for joining us. And first as first, big congratulations for that result against Biggleswade in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. How was your afternoon?
Very good. Tough side. Biggleswade, very, very good. Odem won as they knocked us out of the FA Cup, I think, 2 years ago at our place. So good to get a little bit of revenge and delighted to get through and make a little bit of history again.
No, absolutely. And obviously, we'll touch upon the Avro game in the first round proper. But like you said, making history again. This is an historic FA Trophy run. So what's the mood at the club like at the moment as you head into the first round proper of the competition?
Everyone's very content. Everyone's very, we're not getting too high, not getting too low. You know, we're just staying on a level. You know, obviously our league is our bread and butter stuff. So, you know, the cup fixtures that we've had a pretty good run in the FA Cup. You know, we've had a record-breaking run in the FA Trophy. It gives a lot of league games to catch up with, but again, it's nice to play in these great competitions. So, yeah, everyone's quite settled with it, you know, not thinking too far ahead, not getting ahead of ourselves, and, you know, we've just got to turn up and be the best we can be.
I was going to mention about the league as well, because getting knocked out by Tamworth the way you did, and, you know, giving them a really good game in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup, and then, you know, going to penalties in the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy, coming in and out of competitions, but it hasn't affected the league form. It's actually probably enhanced it, if anything.
Yeah, so certainly through October, we've got Saturday, Tuesday. So it has put a bit of a strain on that, but, you know, there's constant games. Luckily, we've had three home fixtures on the back of the cup runs. And it's just getting through October in as best shape as possible with, you know, the highest amount of points as possible and kicking on. That's where we're at.
How tricky has that balance been? Because you don't go three games unbeaten in the league the way you have done and have a trophy run by accident. It does take a lot of organising, a lot of determination, I'm going to suggest, from everyone involved at the club.
We've recruited really, really well. And it's not just me, Staffy, the assistant gaffer, and the other coaches. It's the players. We've got a really good squad. We've got really good depth. We've got really good competition places, and we've got really good quality. And, you know, we haven't really started yet, to be fair. And it's going to sound, you know, like I'm, you know, underselling us a little bit. But generally, I don't think we have. I'm hoping that we get to a stage that we can, you know, nick our way through October, coming into the latter months or the middle months of the season. And then if we can get the ball rolling regarding our form and how well we're playing, how fluid we look and confident, I think that's when we'll be a bit of a, what, fingers crossed, you know, in the ideal world, a bit of a force to be reckoned with. But it's been very good. It's been organised very well. We've been on the bottom with it, and the players are pushing each other to be the best again that they can be.
No, good stuff. And when you look at the league table, you know, you've played less games than most of the teams around you. I think only Sporting Cowles has got a game in hand on you at the moment for obvious reasons. But you're just 4 points off top spot. This is a great start to the season.
Yeah, I think if we win our game in hand, I think we go second, 1 point behind Spalding, who are top. It's a great start. We had two really rubbish results early on, so we've recruited well from the back of that. You know, we missed a couple of match winners, and we've just signed two, Kai Tong and Amavir Sandhu, and they are match winners. To be fair, they've given us a different element to our game and our team. They're really exciting. They're on the front foot. They want to break lines. They're quick. They're aggressive on the ball. They want to score goals, and I think we probably lack that coming into this season. But yeah, really, really delighted of where we're at, and hopefully we can just stay consistent and keep within the pack. We don't need to be front runners. Are we thinking about being front runners at all? No. Are we trying to be playoff contenders? Yes. And then wherever that takes us, we shall see.
Yeah, and just going back to that point I made, you know, about concentration, really. You know, you have that result against Biggleswade. You then return to the league quite easily. You could take your eye off the ball, but a 3-0 win against Coleshill. How important is it to have that concentration for the next three games before you head towards the Avro match?
Yeah, very much so. So tomorrow we've got another home game, which, you know, at our place, we've got a 100% record. We enjoy playing at ours. So Lytown on Saturday. I know their gaffer really well. Nice guy, got promoted last season. So it'll be a tough test tomorrow against Live. We've already played them this season in the trophy, so we half know what to expect. And then we go away to Bedworth on Tuesday night. You know, they're sitting pretty in the playoffs at the moment. Always been a tough place for us to go to Bedworth. And yeah, if we can get some points on the board from both of them, I think we're doing okay.
Obviously, we've got you on as well, Mitch, to talk about the Avro match. I've got you on early, so I don't ruin it for you. Got Alex Frost on as well on this week's show, just to do the same for Avro. You mentioned the home form and how important that is. How important is it that you're hosting Avro? Because Avro, you know, that was a brilliant result against Rylands in their third qualifying round tie in the FA Trophy. So this is a tough test.
Yeah, it's very tough. You know, they've had another great result against higher opposition last night, Hyde. They're lively, they're strong, they look like a great team. There's loads of similarities between them and Harbour Town, if I have it right, when I look at them. And I think it'd be a test of two great Step 4 teams. You know, and what we will say is we look forward to it, we welcome it, and we want to play the best of the best. The big games, the Tamworths, the people like that, that's what we relish. Stamford at home, you know, Stamford at home are a great side.
Yeah.
You know, we beat them in the FA Cup. We certainly respect Avro, and I would imagine that, you know, their manager will be doing the same to us.
And last question, Mitch, how much are you looking forward to not just the FA Trophy, but the upcoming league matches as well? It's a busy schedule you've got, but how much are you looking forward to this challenge? And potentially, you know, we've already mentioned it about history being made each time you go out on the pitch at the moment at Harbour in the FA Trophy, but to continue that journey towards Wembley, how much are you looking forward to that challenge?
Yeah, I'm really excited. At the moment, the club is a great place to be around, and I have a very busy work, family, football life schedule. And at phases through last season, it was getting tough. This season has been a breath of fresh air, and I love being there every minute. And I just can't wait to be competitive against, you know, the next gaffer, the next team. I'm really excited. Can we go another step further? You know, all the bigger clubs come in the next round as well. Can we get a good tie at home? You know, can we get a big club, you know, with a decent fan base to come down and create even more history? And also two eyes on the league. You know, I'm determined to get Harbour Town into step three. When that will be, I don't know. I had the same mentality when I was step five to wanting to get Harbour Town into step four. So the mentality is always progress. The mentality is always to strive to do better. And again, just to be the best that we can be as a club.
Mitch Austin, the manager of Harbour Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And a big good luck to both Harbour Town and Avro in the FA Trophy first round later in the month when those two teams go head-to-head in the trophy. Also through to the first round of the FA Trophy, we've got City of Liverpool. 0-0 it finished at the Giant Axe away at Lancaster City on Saturday. City of Liverpool winning 3-1. On penalties. They progress through to the first round of the FA Trophy, where they'll host Stamford on the 28th of October. And let's hear now from the manager at City of Liverpool. It's a big welcome back to the show to Paul McNally. Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us, and well, congratulations. What a result there at the Giant Axe on Saturday. How was your third qualifying round of the FA Trophy?
It was a good day overall. Nice journey up there. Great game to be involved in, and we're grateful that we got a win. You're never going to prepare for a penalty shootout, are you? Because the talent that they've got in their team, there was no way we could predict that. So we just went there with a game plan to try and see if we could win a game. I felt we were good value in the 90 minutes, to be honest. We rolled our luck, obviously. We saved a penalty in the first half, but I felt in the second half, I thought we were the stronger team and we possibly should have won it in that second half, but it's not to be, and we won it on penalty, so I'm really happy, and the lads were elated with that, to be fair.
No, congratulations for making it through to the first round. I'll get to the Stamford game in a second, but when you look back at the previous rounds, you've just beaten Lancaster, you've beaten Witton Albion, you've beaten 1874 Northwich. It's been a tricky FA Trophy run, that's for sure, but it is a run now.
Yeah, it is. It's three victories, isn't it? And look, a couple of weeks ago, I would have said that I'd have converted them into league points, but it's good to have a little cup run. It can give you a little bit of an excitement, can't it? It can bring also money into the club, and it can also fuel a little bit of optimism amongst fans and that, and get more people on board, which we have seen since we've won a couple of games. So it's going to be a long shot to go any further, like I can say, to Wembley or anything, but you can always dream, can't you? Do you know what I mean? We've got Stamford at home in the next round, and we can't look no further than that game. That's going to be a really tough game for us.
Yeah, but in the meantime, since the Lancaster performance, you've hosted Mosley and you beat them 4-1 on Tuesday night, which is obviously in isolation, that's a brilliant result. But when you think about the fact you have got Stamford coming up, you have played, you know, an NPL Premier Division side and beaten them on penalties in the previous outing. Players' minds could be all over the shop, but there they are, beating Mosley 4-1. That's a fantastic result midweek back in the league.
It was. Look, they're no mugs, Mosley. They were second in the league about a week before that. They're currently in the top five anyway, so it says the spirit that we've got. I named an unchanged team as well, so I was worried about a bit of legginess in the team, but I had none of that. They were immense, and they were all over the park, to be honest. They were immense, and say to get the 4-1, it was a great result for us, just because we couldn't keep the clean sheet. But you never going to always keep a clean sheet against a team like Mosley with their attacking threats. So I was elated with it.
And just a general catch-up about the league more generally. All my interviews at the minute where I'm talking to managers who are doing well in the trophy and the FA Cup, you can't get any form of consistency going with league games. You have got a good run of league games coming up. How important was that result against Mosley as a bit of a springboard for the next couple of league games against Trafford and Hensford?
Oh, it was huge. And I was trying to stress that to the players. I'd stressed it previously in the 1874 league game and the Prescott Cables game before that, but it was now imperative that we needed to start putting points on the board to start not losing track of people around us and further up, because we have got, or we did have the game in hand. And like I say, and you can get sidetracked with cup football. It's quite funny football. You can be really successful in the cups and then suddenly you're near the bottom in the leagues because of your inactivity. So we've caught up now. We're on 7 points. We should be on a lot more points, I feel. But the main thing is we've now started hitting the ground a little bit and getting the show on the road.
Yeah, and obviously I won't catch up with you that week of the Stamford game because I don't want to ruin it for you. But when it comes to that game, it's a huge game. Obviously, I think City and Liverpool have got through to the second round a couple of years ago. So, but you're only one game away from that now. How big is this game coming up? It's good it's at home as well, we should say.
Yeah, look, make no bones about it. They're a division above us in the southern side, aren't they? They're third in the league. I think they've just been newly promoted, so they've got a little bit of momentum, haven't they, going for them. So we know it's not going to be an easy game. Would we have wanted it at home? It is fantastic. It's at home. So we're really happy that it's at home. And we're hopeful that we can put our stamp on this game. And look what will be on the day. Cup football, sometimes it can be a lottery. We'll plan. We'll do our own work. We'll do our due diligence, as they will on us. But we're at home, and look, I'll take that all day long, and let's see where it takes us on the 28th of October.
Yeah, and last question, Paul. I think it's just over a year now since you were appointed as manager at City Liverpool, and here we are talking about this exciting prospect and, you know, fantastic results in the FA Trophy and against teams like Mosley. How much are you enjoying it, and how much are you looking forward to that Stamford game and what's possible at the club for the remainder of the season?
Well, I'm enjoying it immensely. I think it's a fantastic club, and my previous club that I left, Skem, to come here, it wasn't an easy decision, and we've had a rocky road up and down. I've had a period of change here. I've now hopefully got a settled group of lads that I want to build around, which I tried to get in during the summer, and hopefully we can move forward. And I never like to say we can finish in the top five or top 10. You can never predict in this league because it's probably the toughest league around, I'd say. So we're just looking for a decent, successful season, push on, maybe finish a lot higher than what we finished last season, and try and be really consistent. That's the main thing for us here, and the ambition is to push us on further.
Paul McNally there, manager of City and Liverpool, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And a big good luck to City and Liverpool in their first round tie in the FA Trophy later in the month, where they'll be hosting our old friends, Stamford. Let's go to our next interview now, and that takes us to the Midlands Division. What a result this was for Walsall Wood on Saturday. They travelled to the new Manor Ground to take on Ilkeston Town of the Premier Division, and it finished Ilkeston Town 2, Walsall Wood 3. A fantastic result for the Midlands side. Let's hear it from their manager now. It's a welcome back to the show to Harry Harris. Well, Harry, a big thank you for joining us. And before we talk about how the season's going and the first round of the FA Trophy and that game against Geisler, just a big congratulations for that third qualifying round match against Ilkeston Town. What a result. How was your afternoon?
Oh, it was a great day. The whole occasion. Listen, we went there with a bit of a depleted squad, to be honest with you. But I had to rejig and put full-back in centre midfield, a winger in centre midfield, and thankfully it kind of worked, really. You know, I think it being a bit depleted took a bit more pressure off us, even though I don't think there was a lot of pressure on us anyway, but I just felt like it took that extra edge off us, and I think we could just enjoy the day, really, and play with a bit of a freedom, and the lads done that, and thankfully we came out on top and fully deserved to.
Yeah, great free kick as well for the first equaliser. That was a great free kick from Butley.
Yeah, well, Joey's my nephew, so
congratulations.
Yeah, he's my nephew, so growing up, I think I taught him that one.
But when the winning goal finally goes in with 5 minutes left, what's your thoughts at that point?
Well, to be honest, like I say, we had injuries all over the place, and I had two of my midfielders on the bench just to be on the bench, really. And then obviously 7 minutes to go, I looked to my assistant and I said, "You might get the penalties here," and our penalty taker was one of the lads who's injured, so I said, "Should we get him on, and just if it goes to penalties, he can take one." So we put him on and he ended up creating the third goal, so it worked for us, really. But I think bringing on established midfielders helped us, to be honest, in the last 5-10 minutes anyway, and we started to get a foothold in the game. So yeah, like the third goal, it came from Alex Bradley, who came on. He had a great effort that hit the post, and it came back to Dan Gassi, who poked it in. So just the whole day, it just seemed to click and work for us.
Well, like I said, big congratulations on that result. Your reward is Geisley in the first round proper of the FA Trophy. You've enjoyed this competition this year. It's not just Ilkeston, is it? You've beaten Belper on the road. You've beaten Hensford Town on the road. It's been a good trophy run, this. And I think probably, I'm right in saying, this is the first time you've ever been in this competition as a club. So, yeah, history being made as we speak.
Yeah, that's it. Obviously, that was the team talking the very first game against Hensford. It was like, you know, this is history for the club. You know, I mean, it's our first FA Trophy game and it's a local derby. So we went out and won that one, and then we went to Balper, and, you know, we fully deserve to win both them games. And then obviously the same with Ilkeston, and hopefully it can continue. Obviously we've had 3 away games now, so it's nice to be at home against Geisley, although it's going to be very tough. But listen, Walsall against Geisley, I don't think anyone would have thought that had ever happened, to be honest, a few years ago at Walsall Wood. So listen, we're starting to get a few people start coming to watch us now, and you know, we've took good followings to the away game, so hopefully they can all come in the numbers to the Geisley one. And like I say, I think if we're on it and we prepare right and our attitudes are right and our mentality's right, I don't see a reason why we can't go and win the game.
It's certainly a tricky game for Geisley, that's for sure. And I'll come back to that fixture in a second. But just a general catch-up as well, Harry, because we caught up, I think, ahead of the season, and I think it was ahead of the FA Cup extra preliminary round match against Highgate United back yonks ago now. It feels like ages ago, wasn't it? But it was only a couple of months ago. But generally, how have you settled into life at Step Four as a club? You know, aside from the FA Trophy, it's been a bit tricky to try and get any rhythm going, I'm imagining, with the league fixtures in and out of cup competitions. But how are you enjoying it in the Midlands Division this season?
Yeah, brilliant. It's a great league. Obviously, there's so many good teams, and, you know, there's so many local derbies, and you know, it's a very professional league, professionally ran, so it's a lot more enjoyable. And I think results-wise, you say about the rhythm going, obviously, we got quite unlucky pre-season, back in the pre-season, got quite a few injuries in defensive areas, really, which is probably the most important. So we had a few injuries, so we couldn't really get going. But listen, obviously, a few additions and a few lads settled in now, and a few lads back from injury. We're starting to get together now and gel properly, but if I'm being honest with you, every game we've been in, so it's not like we've been miles apart. It's every game we've been in, it could have gone either way. So it was one of them. I was never getting too down about it, if I'm being honest. Even when we lost, I was like, no, I'm fine. It's, you know, I know the areas we've got to improve on and what we've got to improve on as a team. And we've been and done that. You know, we've put a lot of hard work in, not just me, my staff. We're putting a lot of hard work, and so are the players. And they're taking everything on board. So listen, it's one of them, obviously. Like I say about the additions coming in, they've strengthened us, and we're always looking still. So we want to try and get stronger as we go. So hopefully it can continue the run of form that we're in now.
Yeah, and three games in between the Ilkeston match and the next game in the FA Trophy against Geisler. You've already won the first part of that triple header back in the league. A good win away at Boldmere St Michael's. You've got Hinckley this weekend at home, and then Cambridge City away. How important is it to get, talked about rhythm, to get some, you know, keep that positivity up as you head towards Geisley at the end of the month?
Yeah, listen, obviously the important game is our next one, and that's obviously Hinckley Leicester Road. So our concentration's fully on that. We're not looking too far ahead. And likewise the other way, we're not looking back at Ilkeston and Boldmere. We're going to look at that next game and how we can try and win that one. And then obviously we'll take it from there after that. But like I say, there's no easy games. Is the Hinckley Leicester Road, it's, you know, they've started really well, and like I say, we've got to be really on it if we want to win the game.
And just a last question, how much are you looking forward to Hinckley this weekend back in the league, but also Geisley at the end of the month and playing that historic game in the first round of the FA Trophy? How much are you looking forward to what's left of this month?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Obviously, as soon as Tuesday night was done, I was on the way home. Obviously, I was really happy, and I couldn't wait for the next game. So, yeah, listen, we'll prepare tonight in training for Saturday against Hinckley Leicester Road, and then hopefully get a positive result. And then it's on to Cambridge, and then Guiseley, where it's a history-making game, really. So, like I say, hopefully loads of people can come from around the area to support us. And, you know, listen, like I said before, that Walsall against Guiseley, I don't think anyone would have thought that had ever happened. So it's going to be a great day for us. Like, you know, there's no pressure on us whatsoever. We can just enjoy it. I think all the pressure would be on them, even though it's at home. So we'll just do what we've done in all the other games. We're just going to go and enjoy the occasion and be relaxed and play our own game, work hard, have our attitudes right. And if we come out with a result, then great. If not, we move on to the next one.
Walsall Wood manager Harry Harris there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And we'll have more on that FA Trophy tie between Walsall Wood and Guiseley later in the month. But a big congratulations to Walsall Wood for progressing through to the first round proper. Let's just cover off some other results before we move on to our next interview. We're going to be joined by Neil Young shortly at Marine. But commiserations to Anstey Nomads and to Bodmer St Michael's. They exited the competition last weekend, as did Bootle. Commiserations to them, but congratulations to Bamber Bridge. They defeated Bootle on Saturday by 2-0. Nantwich Town, though, they progressed through from the West Division as they overcame Bradford Park Avenue of the Premier Division. Commiserations to Gainsborough Trinity, but congratulations to Guiseley. Guiseley winning 3-1 at the North Home. Macclesfield, they progressed through a 1-0 victory at Hanley Town on Saturday. But let's go to our next interview now. That takes us to Marine. A 4-2 win over Mask United. Obviously, we'll be discussing the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup shortly, a Marine's match against Halifax. But Marine also progressing through there to the first round proper of the FA Trophy. They'll be taking on St Ives Town in the next round. Let's catch up with the manager now of Marine. It's a welcome back to the show to Neil Young. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us and congratulations on the win at the weekend in the FA Trophy. 4-2 at Mask United, following on from the FA Cup win away at Hyde United the weekend previous. So going pretty well in both competitions at the moment.
It is, yeah. We've been doing okay. We went great on Saturday, if I'm honest. We had a lot of injuries. Our goalkeeper had to come off at half-time, so it was difficult, but the lads keep going. You know, we've had a lot of away draws in the FA Cup and the FA Trophy now. I think out of our last 11 fixtures or 12 fixtures, we've had 11 away and one at home, so it has been difficult for us, but the lads keep churning out results, and that's all I can ask from them.
And how pleased are you more generally with the fact that, you know, since the Spennymoor result, you had two games there in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup, so you've got past Spennymoor, then you went back to the league and you beat in Mask away, you beat in Radcliffe at home, and then those two results in the third qualifying rounds of the FA Cup and the FA Trophy. That's tricky, isn't it, to maintain that unbeaten streak you've got there?
Yeah, it's been incredible. I mean, we lost at Hyde. It was probably our worst performance of the season back in early August, I think. And I think now we're 12 unbeaten, 10 wins, I think, in there. So, yeah, as I say, it's great credit to the players. If we keep going, we keep churning out results. We've had, like most clubs at this stage of the season, lots of injuries, lads missing with the run of games. But as I say, the lads keep finding a way. Performances have been good in the main. And, you know, and obviously we're looking forward to what's coming ahead of us.
Now, I'll come to the Halifax game in a second, but just to mention for the FA Trophy first round proper, as a result of the Mask win, you're taking on St Ives Town away from home. So just to touch upon the travelling, you've done a lot of travelling recently. You're getting the miles in, aren't you? That's for sure.
We are getting the miles in. Yeah, we've been up the M62 a lot. I think I know the North East better than I do around locally now. I'm up there that often. So, yeah, St Ives will be different. Obviously, it's the other way. Never been there, so in a way I'm happy, really. I mean, I've seen Anthony Johnson's comments a week or two weeks back around the cup draws, and you know, having to play the same teams that you play in the league regularly comes a little bit boring, and I agree with him. So although we're away, you know, it's a new ground, we haven't been there before, I've certainly not been there before. So yeah, really looking forward to it once we get, you know, a big game against Halifax, and then obviously, we've got Macclesfield coming up as well at home, and then Lancaster, and then Guiseley.
Yeah.
And then I think at the end of that run of St Ives in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, it's an incredible, challenging run that's coming up. And obviously, one game at a time. But you've already proven it. It is about taking each game as it comes, not getting too carried away, and just keep ploughing on. Because you know, after Halifax, like you say, tough games against Mac, Lancaster, and Geisler.
It is, mate, and you know, I'm one of them people. I do look at every game on its own. I don't have an ego big enough to think that I can go and set my team up and we're going to go and beat teams, particularly teams from higher positions or higher leagues, like to Halifax this week. I've got to try and nullify their strengths, and then obviously see if we can find any weaknesses that we can find. And you know, you have to do that through hard work. I can't just roll my team out and think we're going to turn up and turn them over. And that's any club in our league as well. So, you know, as you say, it's each game as it comes, and you look at every game on its merits and the opposition.
Now, we've had many interviews about the FA Cup just because of the nature of the teams you've managed and where they've got to in the competition over the years. But this FA Cup run you've been on, it's been a tough one. You know, two games against Geisler, two games against Spennymoor. Beating Hyde at Ewan Fields is no mean feat. It's another epic cup run, regardless of what happens on Saturday.
It is, yeah. And it's probably, you know, in terms of the away fixtures, it's probably the toughest. As you say, Geisler, good side, particularly at home. Spennymoor, who are currently, I think, joint top of the Conference North. And Hyde, do I think by the back end of the season, I think Hyde will definitely be there or thereabouts in our league. I think the league position at the moment is a bit false. So yeah, it's been an epic one already. And the next part of that journey is a great game against a club I know really well in Halifax Town.
Yeah, you've already touched upon the you know what you're expecting, but how much are you looking forward to this challenge on Saturday against Halifax away from home?
Well, it's always good to play teams higher to test yourself, both as a team and as a manager. You know, we've got to this stage, I think this is our fourth time in five seasons. Obviously, one time we went through beating Chester and got to the third round proper, but the other two times we went out to Salford, who were top of the National League at the time, and last time we were very unlucky to a last-minute equaliser against Wrexham. So, you know, it's another game. It's a great test for the players, great pitch and stadium. As I say, I know the club very well. From obviously having a short period there. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. And it's exciting times. You know, this is why you're in these competitions, isn't it? It's why you're involved in football, to play these big games.
That's it, isn't it? I mean, everyone at Marine must be loving this, not just this season, but in previous years. But this season in particular, because I've not even mentioned, you know, the Radcliffe result and how well it's going in the league as well. Everyone must be on a high at the club at the moment.
Yeah, it's obviously great to be a supporter of Marine, and you know the fans have got right behind us. I think we're taking probably anything from 350 to 500 to Halifax at the weekend, I'm hearing. So, you know, it's obviously a great time to be a supporter. Lots of games, lots of away games, lots of travel, which is probably not as good. But yeah, you know, that's why people, you know, that's why we're in the game, to play in big games and big competitions and see if we can progress. As you say, every game we take as a one-off. We're in a good vein of form at the moment. But, you know, I'm under no illusions how big the task is Saturday. But I'm sure Halifax will be looking at us, knowing our record, particularly in this competition, and what we can potentially bring to them.
Neil Young there, manager of Marine, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And we'll be covering off those FA Cup fourth qualifying round matches this weekend later in the show, as we'll be joined by Mr. Andrew Simpson. But back to the trophy. Congratulations to Matlock Town, a 1-0 win over Bedford Town on Saturday. FC United also through. They knocked out Morpeth Town away from home by 4-1. What a result this was. We obviously heard from North Ferriby last week. North Ferriby 4, Atherton Coles 0. That's a stunning result for North Ferriby. Commiserations to Calton Town. They were knocked out by Nuneaton Borough. Quorn, what a result. A 2-0 win over Telford United. Radcliffe, congratulations to them. They defeated Whitby Town by 3-2. And Stafford Rangers, they progressed through as well with a 3-2 victory, in their case, over Sporting Calza. Stratford Town, they beat our very own Basford United, so commiserations to Basford United. Congratulations to Hyde United, though. They beat Workington. Whilst Worksop Town, they defeated Stocksbridge Park Steels by 2-1. On Saturday afternoon, Stocksbridge unlucky there, taking the lead early into the second half, but Worksop Town scoring in the last 13 minutes there to take the tie. That sees Worksop Town through to the next round of the FA Trophy. Will they make it through to the next round of the FA Cup as well? Worksop taking on Boston this weekend. Let's have a bit of a catch up now with the manager at Worksop Town. It's a welcome back to the show to Craig Parry. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. Before we get to the FA Cup, just a congratulations for that FA Trophy result last Saturday. tough game against Stocksbridge Park Steels, but the wins just keep coming.
Yeah, very tough game. We found the game very hard. It wasn't our greatest performances, but managed to get the win and through to the next round. So yeah, from our position, it's another cup game, another cup we're going to do well in, and finally managed to get into the next round.
What does it tell us about where your team's at the minute? That, you know, there's a game there against Stocksbridge Park Steels where they're leading with about 15 minutes or so to go in the game, but yet your team's just managed to dig out a result like that. What does it tell us about where your team's at the moment, do you feel?
I just think it shows the mentality and the togetherness of everyone. You know, we did it many times last year. We've done it a couple of times this year, that they never give in. They go right to the death. And we had to do it Saturday and managed to, like I said, managed to get the win and get it over the line.
And then it'd be remiss of us not to discuss the third qualifying round of the FA Cup and what took place there against Blyth Spartans in the previous match. That's a performance, isn't it? A 5-0 in the replay. Were you expecting a performance like that in the replay back at Sandy Lane?
We always were confident if we could get Clyde back to our place that we could really try and force a win. You know, we're really strong at home at the minute in time. And like I said, once we managed to get, you know, a result away at Blyth to get them back to our place, we're pretty confident. And to be fair, I think the performance was more than I expected. It's probably one of the best performances since I've been there. And every single player, even the subs, you know, everyone played out the skins. And like I said, we managed to put the perfect performance in and probably get the perfect result.
Yeah, and once again, though, it shows that mentality you've got in that squad that, you know, in the original game, Blyth got an equaliser in that matchup at Croft Park. And the tie could have slipped away from you at that point, but it didn't. And that does bode very well as we head into what could be a very tough game this weekend, to say the least, against Boston.
Yeah, they don't come any easier. So we know it's a difficult game. We know, obviously, the challenge that we're up against. But, you know, from a positive point of view, we are at home. We are prepared. And we're going to give it a really good go. And let's see what happens on the day. It's a cup game, so any result's possible. It is a challenge, but one that we're really looking forward to.
Now, some teams took... I don't know if this was an option to you, actually, with the County Cup on Tuesday, because obviously the league allows you to postpone games in the lead-up to FA Cup matches, which I think's superb from the Northern Premier League. But you took part in a County Cup match on Tuesday night, and again, there's just no let-up, is there? A 7-0 victory. I know you've rested a few players there, like Liam Hughes, for example, but yet... there's Luke Hall scoring a hat-trick. So everyone's in good form, it looks like.
Yeah, I think it was vital that we did take the game Tuesday because, you know, we've got quite a few players that need a game time and coming back from injuries. So it kind of worked well for us to try and get, you know, minutes under people's belt and in a good place. So we did that. We were a comfortable win. And it makes everyone fit and ready for Saturday.
And with regards to, obviously, it's at home. With everything that's going on at Worksop, this trajectory that the club's on over the last couple of years or so, this could be a very big moment for yourselves, couldn't it? I mean, it's such a big occasion.
Yeah, it's one that I've always said since I arrived at the club, it'd be great to try and finally get a club in the non-league pyramid that I've managed and involved with into the first round. And, you know, like I said, it is very difficult. It's not an easy task to do, and it doesn't get any easier Saturday, but it would be a special moment if we can finally get there, you know, not just for the club, but for the players and the families themselves as well. They're a good bunch in there, and I think, you know, they all deserve the reward, but it's like anything, you've got to earn that, and that starts on Saturday.
I'll come back to, you know, one last plug for the Boston match tomorrow, but just to say about the upcoming games, because you've been not in league action for a good couple of weeks now. You've got Bradford Park Avenue next week in the league, Macclesfield away, and then heading into Michelover back in the FA Trophy in the first round proper. Obviously, when it comes to the FA Trophy as well, it is a juggling act, but are you enjoying all these competitions and being at the forefront of everything at the moment?
Yeah, we had the same problem last year, and it's a good problem to have. You know, the games do stack up, and it does become a problem, but we feel we've got a good enough squad to rotate and keep everyone fresh to get us through games, and that's why, you know, we carry a healthy squad in that we do. So, yeah, we feel like we're in a good place at the minute in time, but, you know, obviously it's a tough month, and November will get even tougher, so Let's see what it takes us, but it's an exciting period.
Yeah, and one game at a time and all that, and a big game in the way of this next question. But just, I won't speak to you ahead of Mikulova because I don't want to ruin it for you. But obviously, that's a big game in the FA Trophy at the end of the month. What's your thoughts on that challenge now that draw's been made?
Again, extremely difficult game. They're managed by well-established manager. They're flying at the minute in the league. You know, probably one of the form teams in the country, really. So, difficult, very difficult. But, you know, again, we're looking forward to him, pitting his wits in the challenge, you know, against a good side. And that's what it's about. That's what these cup games are about, you know, playing good teams and challenge yourself against them. So it's what we're looking forward to.
No, good stuff. And last question, Craig. Big game tomorrow in the fourth qualifying round. How much are you looking forward to this one at Sandy Lane tomorrow? It's going to be a great occasion. Get yourself down there is the message, I'm imagining, to the Worksop faithful for this.
Yeah, every single fan that comes through the door can be a 12-man for us. So, you know, I want everyone down there. So please come and support us and try and make it a special day for everyone.
Craig Parry there, manager of Worksop Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show, and we'll be hearing more about the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup shortly, as we'll be joined by Mr. Andrew Simpson. But a big congratulations to everyone who made it through to the first round of the FA Trophy. We will be having a fixture preview and catching up with more managers ahead of the first round later in the month. The full draw for the next round of the FA Trophy is available now on the NPL's website. That's at www.thenpl.co.uk. But just before we talk about the FA Cup, let's just touch upon the league. There were some midweek games in the league on Tuesday night. Radcliffe v Macclesfield probably took all the headlines. Macclesfield 3-0 up in that game, and Radcliffe coming back to win 4-3. What an advert for the Northern Premier League. Warrington Rylands, they moved up to second position on Tuesday with a 1-0 win over Workington, whilst Geisler followed up their 3-1 win at Gainsborough Trinity in the Trophy on Saturday with a 3-2 victory over Atherton Coles on Tuesday night. Well, that's all the league results from this past week. Let's hear more now about the fixtures for this coming weekend, not just in the league, but also in the FA Cup for qualifying round. And on Thursday, I caught up with non-league reporter, it's a big welcome back to the show, to Andrew Simpson. Well, Simo, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. We'll be discussing, obviously, the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup this weekend shortly. But I was just talking about the league results there from Tuesday. There are some league matches this weekend in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. Before we get to them, how are you? Welcome back to the show.
Yes, it's nice. It's nice to be back. Nice to be back for because we've got so much interest still in the FA Cup. So that's genuinely exciting. I'm glad.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just touch upon the league fixtures this weekend. I think probably game of the weekend is Radcliffe against Ilkeston, first hosting fourth. Radcliffe with a brilliant game on Tuesday night against Macclesfield. One of the games of the season, I'm going to suggest. It'll be a tall ask to recreate that on Saturday back at Stainton Park.
Well, you say that, Ben, but Radcliffe are nicking the great fun tag, aren't they? It's had Workington and FC United, and he's going to pass it around. And then Radcliffe have just become glorious, glorious fun. Although kind of it's death taxes, and then Radcliffe find a way to win. So they have been pushed a couple of times, and not least in midweek. But they still seem to find a way to get over the line. And that's why they've now racked up 9 wins in their 10 Northern Premier League games. Really good response to the defeat at Marine to go and then turn Macclesfield over. So like it's still a formidable opposition, whether you play them home or away. Although Ilkeston are having, we've discussed this previously, this is very quickly, having a really good time under Ian Deakin. They've won both away games under him so far at Baseford and Lancaster without conceding a goal. So they'll go there with plenty of confidence. And one of the strange things about Radcliffe at the moment, they've become a little bit leaky, haven't they? They've conceded 11 goals in their past 4 games. However, and I'm sorry about this, Ilkeston, they've still found a way to win 3 of them, including a couple of 4-3s. So even if you do get some goals against them, they seem to just say, well, we're going to score more. But it cues it up beautifully, doesn't it, for game of the day.
38 goals scored in the league. Which is over double what Warrington Rylands have scored, who are in second. It's quite remarkable, isn't it? Well, let's go to Warrington Rylands now, actually. Warrington Rylands will be travelling to Gainsborough Trinity. Arguably one of the tougher aways this season, given Gainsborough's form at the North Home. Tough game for Rylands, this one.
Very tough, yeah. Gainsborough have picked up maximum points from the two home league games since Russ Wilcox took charge, and they've racked up 9 goals in those two games as well. So still going along nicely at home. However, there was a blip at the North Home last week, wasn't there, when they lost in the FA Trophy against an improving Geisley, I think we can call them. Improving. Rylands, I mean, they've just been so good for so long. Are still unbeaten in the Northern Premier League since the opening day of the season. Very important 1-0 win against an in-form Workington on Tuesday, in which they kept their 5th clean sheet in the league of the season. And that was an important one for them, because their kind of one blemish was a spectacular collapse at Avro in the FA Trophy last Friday, and Michael Clegg was not impressed with his side's performance that night, made changes for the Workington game, and they've very much got back on track. But yeah, one of the still toughest away games, but they go there full of confidence.
It's a tough away game as well for Workington. Workington have got, because of the likes of Marine and Ashton United not in action this weekend, Workington have got the opportunity to get themselves in the playoff spots at 5 o'clock on Saturday. Tough game though, away at Matlock Town.
Yeah, really, really important win for Matlock last weekend in the FA Trophy. There's definitely potential for an upset there. They were playing against Southern League Central Division leaders Bedford, who were going very, very nicely in the league this season, and they snatched a victory in added time, thanks to that man, John O'Margetts. Yep, that name again. He's now up to 16 goals for the season. But I think the manner of a victory like that, nicking it right at the end, after they'd missed the penalty, things had been kind of inconsistent in the league. It might just be the boost that they need to kick on. They take on a Workington side that is still very much Jekyll and Hyde. They're not picking up points away from home. In fact, they've lost 4 of the 5 away league matches so far this season. They were beaten in the FA Trophy as well last weekend by Hyde, although to be fair, Workington did make quite a lot of changes for that game. They're still in 6th though, so they do sniff an opportunity, and Matlock will be fragile. Like I said, it's a big win last week, but things have not been going their way. It's still quite surprising to find them down in 13th. So quite a big game, that one, certainly for them.
I'm always intrigued by teams who just refuse to draw matches. And that's where Workington are at the moment, aren't they? They've won 6, lost 5, no draws. So Workington this weekend, travelling to Causeway Lane to take on Matlock Town. A bit further down the table, got FC United. They'll be hosting Morpeth Town this weekend in the return of last week's FA Trophy game, where FC United, well, they've suddenly started winning away from home all of a sudden. It's weird for FC supporters, given the start they've had. But that was a good result last week against Morpeth Town in the FA Trophy. It's always tricky playing the same team again so soon after.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I don't like it. I don't like these back-to-back games, particularly when one of them's been such a one-sided result as well. And what a result, by the way. You know, we associate Morpeth with being very, very strong at home. So to go to go up to the North East and beat them emphatically is some result for FC. And that, of course, came off the back of a really good win against Mask as well, didn't it? I mean, last time I was on, we were talking about your magical mystery tour being on a coach for... I think FC have had 4 successive away games, actually, though 3 of them up in the northeast. But it's not gone so bad, has it?
No, it's been all right. It's been all right. And I've recovered slowly. I did have a weird disco nap the other night, which came out of nowhere. But I think I've caught up with my sleep now. So that's good.
Obviously, for FC, we've touched on this previously, very strong at home this season. 4 wins in the 5 home league games. And poor old Morpeth have not won at all away from home in 6 attempts between League and Cup. So FC are big favourites to do that double. But like I say, those back-to-back games can be a little bit weird sometimes. So let's see.
What about Hyde United? Hyde United travelling to Bradford Park Avenue. Hyde are an interesting one, aren't they? They're in 11th and they too could go up to 19 points this weekend. But they've only scored 12 goals.
Yeah, they just can't seem to kind of get any sort of streak of form, can they? I mean, it was a brilliant win. Aforementioned win against Workington in the FA Trophy last weekend, but then they bowed out in the County Cup, didn't they? Midweek losing at Avro. I mean, Avro beating everybody this season, so maybe that shouldn't be a surprise. Yet another scalp for Avro. Bit more encouraging for Hyde. They have won their past 2 away games in the Northern Premier League at Stafford and Abbott and Coles, both by a 2-1 margin. Although I would argue this game is more about Bradford. You'd be a little bit concerned if you're a Bradford fan at the moment. They lost, didn't they, to Nantwich after penalties in the FA Trophy last weekend. Obviously, a close game can go either way, but losing to a lower-ranked team won't have kind of lifted the mood there. And then they had a heavy defeat in the County Cup against Tadcaster after that. Admittedly, Bradford did make a lot of changes, looked at a lot of young players, but it just kind of contributes to this kind of long run now without a win. In fact, they've not won a league game since they beat Ilkeston on August the 26th. So just a sense that they're a little bit more desperate for a victory than Hyde. They did get that kind of glimmer of something to build on when they drew at Stafford a couple of weeks ago when I was last on the show. They really need to kind of build on that, but not an easy game against Hyde, who are looking to kind of, like you say, close that gap to the top five.
Now, earlier I mentioned Radcliffe against Ilkeston being the game of the weekend. This is the most intriguing game of the weekend for my money. Geisler taking on Stafford Rangers. Both teams picking up good FA Trophy results on Saturday. But the gap between the two teams is now 6 points all of a sudden. Stafford Rangers don't want to get left behind. So this is really important, isn't it, this match this weekend? But guys under Liam Tong, it's looking like it might be clicking a little bit.
Yeah, they've had a good, certainly a good week, 10 days or so, haven't they? Really important victory against Atherton Colts in the league in midweek to build on that very impressive eye-catching result away to Gainsborough in the FA Trophy. They've also had a 1-1 draw away at Morpeth since Liam Tong took temporary charge. So, some definitely encouraging signs for Geisley. Stafford, a similar theme to what I said about Matlock, really. It'll be interesting to see kind of the value they take of an FA Trophy win last weekend against Sporting Karlsruhe, who has been on the show this season, done well in FA competitions this season. Stafford looked like they were cruising through after going into a 3-0 lead inside half an hour, and then they were kind of hanging on a little bit.
I think, Simo, that's a really good result for Stafford Rangers. That could have easily caught them out.
Indeed. And so that's given them something to build on. They also, you know, they again, that 0-0 with Bradford, can they kick on from there? Because that ended a run of five successive league defeats for Stafford. So they were in a bit of a spiral. So I'm with you on this one. It's a very, very important game for both teams, even though looking at the table, you might not necessarily call it as game of the day, but big 3 points up for grabs there.
And that takes us to the final league game on Saturday, Mask taking on Basford. So there's not much to say about this game, is there, other than a win for either side would be very, very handy indeed.
Yeah, both teams really, really need a victory for obvious reasons. I mean, Basford, they'll take a little bit of encouragement with how things have turned since James Jepson went in. If you remember, they were very, very unlucky to lose deep, deep into added time at Hyde on his first game in charge. They followed up with a very good 3-0 win against Gainsborough. And then they were squeezed out 1-0 at Stratford in the FA Trophy last week. So they're competitive. They're in games. Obviously, he'll be desperate for them to convert that into another league victory. And one of the things that he absolutely needs to address for Basford is their rotten away record. They've lost all five league games on the road this season. They've only scored 4 goals. So no prizes for guessing where they need to improve.
Yeah.
Mask just cannot stop conceding goals. They've lost their past 7. One thing that would give you a little bit of hope, if that's the right word, is despite that, they're still only 6 points from a position of safety. So Bradford Park Avenue are currently 18th with 9 points. So it's not that Mask are adrift. Well, to state the bleeding obvious, they do obviously need to start picking up some points just to kind of keep in touch with those in front. But the fact they're not cut adrift just yet is reason to have a little bit of optimism. And if they can kickstart with the win against Basford, then suddenly things will start to look a lot better. So that's a huge, huge game for both teams.
3 games on Tuesday, Ashton United hosting Matlock Town, Lancaster taking on Whitby Town. Whitby Town, they're putting in the travel miles, aren't they? And Marine will be taking on Macclesfield in what many people would describe as the M Derby. Right there. So that's a huge game on Tuesday night, isn't it? It's on Merseyside. But Simo, enough about the league. Let's get to the good stuff. The FA Cup, fourth qualifying round. The inevitable question will be asked to you, Simo, at the end of this, so prepare yourself. How many teams will make it through to the first round proper? But we are 1 round away from the first round proper now. We obviously heard from Josh Brayo last week, the manager at Leek Town. Let's start there. Leek Town travelling to Fylde on Saturday. What are the chances of Leek Town getting to the first round proper?
Well, I mean, there's so many. I'm going to try not to get too excited with this preview because I think our teams have got some great chances because they're coming up against some teams either in crisis or in transition or very vulnerable. And you think as underdogs, this is perfect. Fylde is one of them. But we also need to kind of remind ourselves there's 3 divisions between these two teams and just shy of 60 places in the pyramid when they take to the field on Saturday afternoon. So it's worth remembering that. But Leek go to a Fylde team that is in crisis. They are bottom of the National League. They've only won one of the past 12 matches, and including over three straight defeats now as well. They've also got the worst home record in the National League, unsurprisingly, if they're bottom of the league. They have also sacked head coach Adam Murray earlier this week after winning only two of their first 15 games this season. It's really gone sour there after he helped them back, of course, to non-league's top tier following three seasons in the National League North. So they're unlikely to have a replacement for him in time for the weekend. And that's why Leek should be really encouraged. One of the things I was looking for Leek was how they kind of transferred their brilliant cup form to the league. Well, they gave an emphatic answer last weekend by hammering an in-form Stalybridge side 5-1. And it just shows the value of a huge FA Cup win that they had, obviously, in front of the television cameras against South Shields. It seems now that confidence is absolutely sky high for Leek. And they still have saved their best form for knockout competitions. I had a look. They've scored 21 goals in six knockout games this season between the FA Cup and the FA Trophy, which is some going. Some eye-catching wins on this run, but obviously none more so than the South Shields game. And they've racked up nearly 13 grand now in prize money as well on this run, which is probably secondary to the players, but the chairman will be delighted at that as well. Just for historical context, they're trying to reach the first round for the first time since 2014-2015, and they were squeezed out that time by Blyth Spartans. I think the first goal will be really important in this game. If Leek can get their noses in front, given the context around Fylde, I think they have a fantastic chance of getting through to the first round.
And we should say, Leek haven't been to the first round in nearly 30 years. So that's what we're talking about on Saturday. It's big. It's big. And also, I mean, Swampy made this point last week about Macclesfield. Macclesfield travelling to Alfreton to town on Saturday. I think people can forget that Macclesfield, it's a club reborn. And to get to the first round at this stage in the club's rebirth would be huge. But it's a tough game, this one, against Alfreton to town.
Yeah, I thought Swampy was spot on with his comments about this game. And I think it's also fair to say, and Robbie Savage has reinforced that this week in a interview he did with the club's website, just how high in their list of priorities a cup run was this season. So to come through three matches, and they've had a couple of really tough draws, by the way. I mean, they did beat Buxton and Warrington Rylands at home, but two really strong sides, two excellent wins to help them to this stage of the competition. And they're really desperate to get to the first round and kind of, yeah, to be one of the milestones of the reborn club. So it's a big game for them. I mean, I try not to dwell too much on form going into FA Cup games, but you cannot escape the fact that the major thing to be looking at for this game is how Macclesfield respond to what happened on Tuesday. To be 3-0 up against the team that was top of the league, to be on the course to really score an eye-catching victory as well as a real morale-boosting victory, to then lose that game from the position that they were in. Everything else seems to go out the window, and it's kind of how they respond to that, to kind of the circumstance of that. Any team can lose matches, but to lose in the way that they did. And Mac went into that game in a really good run of form. They'd gone eight matches unbeaten in all competitions, only conceded four goals in those eight games, and they conceded four against Radcliffe from being 3-0 up. And psychologically, it's such a big blow because it leaves them 10 points behind Radcliffe in the table. So they've got some real work to do. And again, in that interview, Robbie Savage said, for the first time in their kind of short history, they're going to have to chase somebody down, whereas they've been pace-setting in the North West Counties League Prem and in the Northern Premier League West Division last season. So it's a real different dynamic for Mac. So all of those things are swirling around as they go to Alfreton. And under normal circumstances, you'd make a really good case for Mac having a great chance of getting through against Alfreton. But Alfreton quietly having quite a good season. They're seven unbeaten now in all competitions. They've dealt pretty well with two lower-ranked teams to get to this stage because they played Cleethorpes, which was a team that eliminated them last season and managed to get the job done this time around. And then they squeezed kind of past the lowest-ranked team left in the competition, Emily, last time around, but got the job done. And that'll give them a lot of confidence going into this game. So it's all about Mac's reaction. If they do react well, obviously, and of course, on the horizon, that Marine game as well. It's a huge 7 days in Mac's season. They'll certainly want to have at least one win to show for it. And if they were to get to the FA Cup first round, it might soften the blow of that disappointment from losing in the way that they did at Radcliffe. So this is an intriguing game on several levels, I would argue.
Yeah, absolutely. And big good luck to Macclesfield this weekend in that trip to Derbyshire to take on Alfreton Town. Now, Whitby Town, with an opportunity this weekend to get through to the first round proper of the FA Cup. it's a long way to go. They're travelling all the way to somewhere, the part of the country called Down South. Not aware of it. But anyway, to take on Chelmsford City, a huge game for Whitby Town, because it's such a long way to a mythical land like Down South. Whitby are actually setting off on Friday night for this game. So in the lead up to this weekend's FA Cup tie for Whitby Town, on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at the Turnbull Ground. It's a big welcome back to the show to Nathan Haslam. Well, Nathan, a big thank you for joining us. And before we talk about Saturday's seismic match in the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup, just a bit of a catch-up after the last round. Very good win against Morpeth Town. How was your afternoon in the third qualifying round?
Tough game. Typical cup game as well. It was end-to-end. Morpeth had chances. We had chances. Luckily for us, we come out on the right end of the result to advance.
And how crucial was it as well that it was back-to-back home wins as well? Because, you know, heading into the Mass game, you were suffering some home form issues, but that's kind of been put to the back of everyone's mind now, I'm going to suggest, after the Mass win in the league and the Morpeth win.
Yeah, that's a fair comment. We wanted to get off to a better start at home. Away form's been brilliant. Home form, going off the first three results wasn't great. I think we lost three on the bounce at home, so it was important, really, just the bigger picture, to obviously for the fans to come through the gates. And you know, it's always important that you've got a good home record. Any team will tell you that. So yeah, it's great we turned the corner at home. Some real positive results. Played some great football along the way. Very reminiscent of our away form. Playing the game the same kind of way, creating opportunities and scoring goals. So yeah, we've definitely turned the corner and we're in a decent little vein of form.
Yeah, absolutely. So here we are. We're recording this on Thursday. You're travelling down to Chelmsford on Friday. So big thank you for joining us before you set off. What's the mood in the camp like heading into this potentially historic game on Saturday?
Lots of excitement. That's within the camp. I know it's certainly around the club as well. We've had lots of supporters putting brilliant gestures forward to help us pay for the accommodation and the travel to allow the fans to get there, because it's a canny trek, isn't it? It's 5.5 hours for us. It's certainly not in the north, that's for sure. But it's one of those. We're going to embrace it, Ben. You know, it's not very often the lads will be staying away the night before a game, but it's the right thing to do for preparation reasons. We can't be expected to turn up there at 1:30 on a Saturday after a 5.5-6 hour coach trip. So we'll do it properly. We then need to, obviously, on the Saturday morning, we'll keep ourselves busy. We'll use all the time we've got to get together. And then we prepare, obviously, for the game on a Saturday. And like I say, we're going there with nothing to lose. There's no fear. You know, the onus is firmly on the home team. But we've got a realistic chance of advancing to the next round if we can go there and perform.
And that would be amazing, wouldn't it, Nathan? And obviously, you know, we've touched upon the league season, you know, where you find yourselves as you draw a line under things heading into October. But it's all awfully surreal, all of this, isn't it? Because your focus in these opening months is to get Whitby to a better start than you had last year. Job done on that front. But here we are talking about, you know, getting through to the first round proper, potentially the FA Cup. It must be awfully surreal for you and the coaching staff.
It is, and it's not just us, as I've just alluded to. It's the whole club. I get reminded every pre-season by the fans that we want to get to the first round proper of the FA Cup. And at that particular point, you do realise you're still a long way away. You're still four games away from getting there. So it just so happens this year we've done well. We've obviously advanced, and we've got a real chance of advancing to the first round proper. And it's one of those for us. You just got to embrace it, mate. And like I say, I think there's a realistic chance for us. We've just got to approach the game in the right way. I've been at this stage myself a couple of times before, with teams lower down the pyramid, against Stockport County and Southport when they were in the National League, and the lads got a little bit overawed. So from my own experience as a manager, you know, I'm better for those two experiences. And obviously the preparation slightly changes and the team talk will be slightly different to what it has been in the past. So yeah, we're excited, and come 5 o'clock on Saturday, hopefully we've got a big smile on our face.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And obviously, you know, I mentioned the home form, but the away form's been very good this year. I mean, you've beaten the likes of Geisler, Marine, Ilson. You obviously beat Goole in a previous round of the FA Cup. You gave Radcliffe a game, certainly, in the FA Trophy last weekend at Stainton Park. So, you know, that away record you've got, that must help as well.
Yeah, without a doubt, it's a bit of a weird one, because away from home, we are we are outstanding, like the way we move that ball around. And although we lost against Radcliffe last week, the first 20-25 minutes, I've not seen us play football like that before. So that's a credit to the lads. They were unbelievable. But we know a game of football is 90 minutes, and we know how good Radcliffe are going forward. They proved that the other night against Macclesfield. But that for us was a little bit of a test in that where are we really against these big teams? And the answer to that's not very far away at all. So it's a credit to the boys. They're a young group. We'll take that away from obviously down to Chelmsford. And as I've already said, we're certainly not there to make the numbers up. And I'm very sure Chelmsford won't be taking us lightly because they know the league that we're in. It's a real tough league and there's a lot of very good teams in there. And we're one of those teams. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And last question, Nathan, just a message to that travelling faithful, really. This is obviously Whitby have been to the first round in the past, but it looks like we could be on the cusp here of something special with you in charge at the club for this season. So what's your message to the away following as you head down south for this one?
I want them to embrace it just like the team are going to do. Obviously, make the most of it, enjoy it. And the boys will obviously give everything for them. They know that. We obviously want to give them something to shout about come 5 o'clock with a real proper FA Cup performance. And like I say, hopefully the long journey home's a very happy one for them all.
Nathan Haslam there, manager of Whitby Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Big good luck to Whitby. What are the chances, Simo, in this game at Chelmsford City on Saturday?
I think they have a decent sized chance. I mean, again, a theme for a couple of the teams we're going to talk about today, that it's 20 years since Whitby played in the FA Cup first round. So that's, the opportunity is absolutely not lost in them. They'll know the size of the opportunity, what the rewards will be. And kind of, Berkey used the phrase once in a generation, and he's right. That's kind of the size of the opportunity that this group of players have. There's some reasons to be really encouraged. I mean, Whitby have been very, very good on the road this season. Only the table's top two, Radcliffe and Rylands, have scored more points away from home. So they won't be daunted by an away trip necessarily. And they actually pushed Radcliffe, didn't they, in the FA Trophy last weekend, only bowed out 3-2. So we'll take a little bit of confidence from that game as well. And they'll be greeted by a Chelmsford team that's been a little bit iffy form recently. Though they did return to winning ways against Western Supermare last weekend. They have gone four league games without a victory before that one. They have, though, lost their past two home league games, and they've only scored 5 goals in 6 home games this season. So they are a little bit vulnerable in front of their own supporters. And something else that might encourage Whitby as well is that Chelmsford have needed a replay to get through both of their previous ties this season against lower-ranked opposition. I don't think Whitby would be upset at all if they got a replay in midweek, and Chelmsford would have to make the opposite journey during the week, which is always even more of a challenge than what it's going to be at the weekend. So I think they've got a really decent chance of getting through here, and let's see if they can pull off a surprise.
Brilliant, wouldn't it? Now, Halifax, formerly of this parish, will be hosting...
Yes.
We'll be hosting Marine on Saturday. A familiar name at this stage of the competition, of course, in recent years. We heard from Neil Young, the manager of Marine, earlier, partly due to the FA Trophy run that they're on, obviously, about the FA Cup. They are dealing with a lot of competitions here, Simo. It is a juggling act, but it's Neil Young, it's Marine, it's the FA Cup. They're the favourites, aren't they? If I can word it like that.
I mean, I made this point last time. It was not about Marine. We are in grave danger. And this is absolutely a compliment of becoming a little bit complacent about Marine in FA competitions because their record has just been so good under Neil Young. I think you're making a good point about juggling between competitions so far. That's going really well, and they do have the squad to cope with a demanding fixture list. But I do rather suspect that even they would say that they would love to challenge for promotion to the National League more than any other prize up for grabs this season. But they have won 7 of their past 8 games now in all competitions and scored 20 goals along the way. So they're switching beautifully between competing demands at the moment. They've needed a couple of replays on their run so far to see off Geisley and then Spennymoor, and then they were a little bit more comfortable knocking out Hyde last time out. But that's quite a tricky 3 games to have got through. One thing that's really interesting that Marine have done is they've used or taken advantage of the flexibility the Northern Premier League has given teams in recent seasons to have a league game postponed to give them extra time to prepare for FA Cup fixtures. So In contrast to Macclesfield, who did go and play that massive top of the table game at Radcliffe on Tuesday, Marine's fixture against Bamber Bridge has been rearranged to give them extra time to get ready for the weekend. So it's going to be really interesting to compare how those two approaches impact the team's performances. What are they going to find from Halifax? A Halifax side that's in a little bit better headspace than maybe it would have been a fortnight, 3 weeks ago. They have won now their past two National League games away from home against Woking and then Ebbsfleet. And those back-to-back wins, first time they've won back-to-back matches this season, came after a six-game run without a win. So much-needed points, much-needed victories for Halifax. And Chris Millington, their manager, said this week that he would rank the performance at Ebbsfleet among their best so far this season. So a little bit more ominous. They've got a little bit more confidence than maybe they would have had a couple of weeks ago. But they will be very, very aware of who they're up against. I mean, the one thing about Marines is this won't be remotely fazed by playing a game of this magnitude, because they're now just so used to it. And that's a massive advantage for them. They're very, very unlikely to get stage fright at Halifax. And I think it was Swampy that said it wouldn't surprise him at all if it got a replay and then Marine finished the job in the replay. And I think that's maybe how this pans out, this one.
What about Ashton United travelling to Kidderminster Harriers? We obviously heard from Steve Cunningham on last week's show. Mentioned Leek not getting through to the first round for 30 years. It's a bit longer for Ashton United. This is a big, big game in their history, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, what was the start? Is it mid-1955,
I believe. 55,
right. I mean, wow. I mean, one thing I would say to kick off the Ashton preview is, if Ashton fans haven't listened to Cunny's interview that he did last week, they really should, because I thought he struck an absolutely perfect balance between being really excited about the opportunity that this presents versus knowing, because of the situation that Kidderminster find themselves in, they also have a great chance to get through. And I thought he kind of balanced the two beautifully in that interview. And he also referenced the fact, didn't he, about he'd had recent good memories in the FA Cup as a manager at his previous clubs with Buxton and with Cole and with Curzon Ashton, all good FA Cup wins. So he's got the experience of playing games at this stage of the competition, which can be very, very useful as well. And they also had a very eye-catching win at the previous stage to go away to Lancaster and beat them 2-0, which was a great result. Generally, Ashton are going really well, as you said. I mean, remember when they lost 5-0 at Mac and there was a few eyebrows raised? Well, they're unbeaten since. They played 8 matches in all competitions, not lost any of them. So it's been a real wake-up call for them, and they've used it in the best possible way. Kidderminster, some echoes of the situation at Fylde. In fact, they're one place above Fylde at the bottom of the National League. There is a slight contrast, though, and they have picked up a couple of 1-0 wins in their last two league outings, and that ended a run of 5 successive defeats. So they have stopped the rot, and they've got some points on the board, and we'll be hoping to continue kind of this very mini kind of green shoots recovery to try and climb the table. But I do think they're vulnerable, and I think Cunny senses that. And so the difference with the Fylde Leek game, obviously Ashton play at a level above Leek, so the gap between the teams isn't as wide, and Ashton are generally flying. So I think, again, they've got a really good chance. On paper, you look at the draw, and a lot of our teams are away from home, and you think, well, that makes it difficult. But they're another side going to someone who's fragile, even if their confidence has been slightly lifted by those two narrow league wins. But I think Ashton, again, have got a really, really good chance.
And actually, the only team in the Northern Premier League who actually have a home game in the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup is the next team, Worksop Town. Worksop Town will be hosting Boston United. We obviously heard from Craig Parry earlier in the show, touching upon, you know, the FA Trophy win against Stocksbridge Park Steels, as well as the local County Cup win as well, 7-0 in that game. They beat Blyth Spartans in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. It's going well at Worksop. It's a tough game, though, against Boston, but they are at home. What's your thoughts, finally, for this one?
Definitely. Well, you can't see me, but I am patting myself just slightly on the back, because I did say that they beat Blyth and they did do it, and what a way to do it. Boston will not be fancying this trip at all. I mean, they sit ninth in the National League North table, but have picked up the majority of the points in front of their own supporters. In fact, they've only won one away game, and that was at the time really struggling Southport back in August. That's their only win away from home. So not used to success on their travels this season. Although they did, to be fair to them, pick up a good 1-0 win away to Rushall in the FA Cup at the previous day. So that was a good result for them. But anyway, this is the NPL show. It's more about the Tigers. They're another team banging form, as you alluded to. They've only lost once in their past 10 matches in all competitions. And who was that defeat against? It's against Radcliffe. You know, it's again, we're saying these teams are on great runs, and it's only defeats to Radcliffe. And that was the incredible game. That was one of the, another of the 4-3 games that Radcliffe have been involved in. So it's a workshop. We're massively competitive in that game, and a little bit lucky not to take something from it, because they were in the lead at one point. They can't stop scoring. They scored 22 goals in 6 knockout games this season between FA competitions and the County Cup, which you touched on. So they're going great guns, and a little bit of weight of history for them as well. I don't think they played in the first round for a couple of decades either. They nearly got there last season. We just squeezed out by Alverchurch. So there's a little bit of wanting to kind of set that record straight as well for them. Definitely their best chances is in this home game, and I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to be one of the teams that get through.
Now, I'm the presenter of this show, and I have to be impartial. Now, I'm very tempted to say my impartial prediction is all 6 teams will make it through to the first round proper. I'm not just saying that. But that then says to every single NPL manager that Ben said, you're going to win this game. So what I'm going to say instead is we're going to get 5 teams through. I'm not going to tell you the 5 are. Just assume, manager, that I've said your team's going to get beat and therefore you win. That makes sense? Is that logical?
I like your thinking.
Yeah.
I'm
going to say 5 teams go through. Secretly, though, it's 6. But 5 go through. There we go. What's your thoughts?
Well, I've just back worked, so they're definitely a tick. I think Marine have got a great chance for all the reasons that we discussed. So there's 2. And I've just got a little feeling for Leek as well. They're just absolutely flying. But I think we may see a couple of the other games go to a second game. It wouldn't surprise me at all if Ashton were to get a replay. And even Mac, really, they've got so much quality that I do think they can bounce back. But I'm going to go for 3 to get through. But I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of the others that maybe fall short do go take it to 2 games or take it the distance. So, I mean, it's rare that I've been this optimistic to have so many potential Northern Premier League teams to get in the first round. It shows how well they've done this season. And I'm really, really looking forward to seeing how they get on at the weekend.
A big good luck to all the clubs, Leek Town, Macclesfield, Whitby Town, Marine, Ashton United and Worksop Town this weekend in the 4th qualifying round. Brilliant to get to this point. Fingers crossed you get through to the first round proper. But Simo, just before you go, job well done, my friend. Thank you so much for that. Because we're getting through to the first round now, you can take a step back. It's fine. At this point, further previews. What do you think? Do you want to come back for the trophy? Sorry. Is that what you're saying? You want to come back for the trophy? Oh, you can come back for the trophy, everyone. First round of the trophy in a couple of weeks.
There's some good size in the trophy this time as well. So that's a good one. Yeah.
Well, Simo, thank you so much, mate. Just before you go, a plug for your work. Where are you off to this weekend? How could people follow you? And what's coming up in the non-league paper? All those things.
I'm going to be at Witton Albion Clitheroe this weekend, which is a really big game in the Northern Premier League West Division. Big news coming out of Clitheroe this week. Obviously, they parted company with their manager, Dave Dempsey, a couple of weeks ago, and they have hired Danny Caldicott, who has left Trafford to go to Clitheroe, and he's got a nice 2.5-year contract. They put a lot of faith in him to be the guy that takes them up to the Northern Premier League Premier Division, and they go to play a Witton side that's quite iffy form at the moment, although they tend to still be stronger at home. It's definitely one of the games of the day in the West Division, so really looking forward to that. I'll be on reporting duty for the non-league paper. And you can follow what happens at the game at Simo_on_sport.
Well, Simo, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us this week for this fixture preview. Have a lovely weekend with Witton and Clitheroe, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thanks, mate. See you soon.
Andrew Simpson there, non-league reporter from the great county of Cheshire, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's show. A big thank you to all the managers and to Simo for joining me this week. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.